Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 16, 2019. See the Creator only through the lens of the Ten. If we yearn for the Creator, then we need to convince ourselves that He can only be reached through the Ten. This requires proof and cannot be taken for granted because the path through the Ten goes against our egoism. How can you want this? It is easy to unite only in a football team where it is clear that you can win the cup only as a close-knit team. But in a Kabbalistic group, egoism blocks the path and disallows us to see that only through unification can we achieve the goal. It will take a long time until we begin to agree with this, become assured, and realize that this is so. What is love of friends? What should I give them? I must give them everything and dissolve in them without a trace, like sugar in water, in order to feel them instead. The thread connecting me to the Creator is the power of my aspiration toward Him, which comes out of my heart and stretches in His direction. I do not know who the Creator is, but I somehow imagine Him, attach myself to this concept. But if the Creator is the power of good, then how can I achieve contact with Him if there is nothing in common between us? This thread is infinite because our connection exists only on the side of the Creator, the way He created it. And from my side, I cannot contact Him. If I want to feel the connection with the Creator, I have to find at least the smallest property of bestowal similar to Him. But how can I do it? I need to focus all my efforts on connecting in the Ten and use it to squeeze myself as much as possible, like in a diaphragm in a camera. If you project a ray of light onto a screen through a small hole, you can get a sharp and inverted image. The pinhole camera, camera obscura, which served as a prototype for the first cameras, worked according to this principle. The smaller the diameter of the hole, the sharper the image. This hole is the Ten. Squeezing myself through the Ten, instead of this world, I begin to see the outlines of the future world. We must build the same lens that focuses together all the rays of light in the Ten. I need a lens that will focus my vision because I am internally fragmented and composed of ten properties, Havaya. If I streamline my properties, then I become part of the system and begin to feel what is outside of me. With a material camera, we see the real picture and its photograph. But in spirituality, we do not see the object itself until we build a lens, that is, a group. If I have a spiritual lens, the Ten into which I join as Malkhut of the first nine Sephirot, then I gain knowledge in the sense of the Creator through my friends and begin to see the spiritual world. What do I see, friends or the Creator? I see the Creator in the friends. Friends are the lens through which I will see the Creator. The Creator has no image, name, or expression except what can be felt through the Ten. The Ten are ten Sephirot, my native home, my life, and my soul. Cancelling myself in relation to my friends, I can be sure that I have cancelled myself in relation to the Creator. The Creator has no image, no color, no smell, and no forms perceived by our senses, sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. This force is revealed only in accordance to our ability to connect with each other. We perceive the Creator like a photograph. Therefore, we need to build a foundation on which to reveal it. A magnetic field can be detected only in the presence of a magnetized arrow that begins to rotate, indicating the presence of a certain force. The arrow indicates in which direction the force field acts. Since we do not know the Creator, we need a device, a compass, to reveal Him, and the compass is the Ten. All detectors for detecting certain phenomena must be somewhat similar to those phenomena. To discover a magnetic field, we need a magnet, and to discover spirituality, we need a Ten. If I cancel myself before the Ten and serve it, I turn it like a compass arrow and reveal the connection with the Creator. The more united the group is in the direction of the goal of creation and the Creator, the more it focuses on the Creator and lets us see and reveal Him. In fact, It does not reveal the Creator but His properties above egoism and knowledge, and thus manifests the image of the Creator and becomes an instrument for His revelation. I have to rally all of us together in the tightest circle, in a tiny hole through which I will see the Creator as through a focusing lens. I bring together all nine properties of my friends relative to myself into one, compress all nine phenomena into one concept, cancelling with my desire the egoism that separates them, and in this form, I see the result. I begin to see the Creator. It turns out that I create Him. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 18th of November 2019, Hardening of the Heart, an invitation to build a yearning for the Creator. The Times of Israel published my new article, Israel's Third Elections, Fateful Wake-Up Call for the People of Israel. A third election round has been announced in Israel for the first time in history due to our inability to form a government. What can I say? All I can say is that we need something to shake us. I'm sorry to write such words, but it hurts when you love the people of Israel and the state of Israel. After all, it is my home. I have lived on this land for decades and never once thought about leaving. However, I see no positive future if we continue business as usual, without a thorough scrutiny and decision to change the way we go about our lives. It is our duty to provide every citizen with the method that initially connected us as a nation, and which would grant us an undeniable right to live in this land. It is as Kabbalist Rav Baruch Shalom Halevi Ashlag, Rabash, opened the first of his many writings on how a society can make the shift from division to unity, that we have gathered here to establish a society in order to rise and become human, in the fullest sense of the word for human in Hebrew, Adam, is also the word for the collective soul that we discover when we unite according to nature's integral laws. In other words, the purpose of our gathering in one place is not to merely continue living mindlessly in the currents of life here instead of in the diaspora, but to realize the method we were given, to unite and pass the force that unifies us to humanity. Today's divisive atmosphere in Israel is a sign that we will be unable to find peace among each other if we fail to understand and implement nature's integral laws. It is what unified us in the first place, that is, an inclination to unite upon the divisions of the ancient Babylonian society from which we emerged as a nation. It is our purpose and role in the world to reach such unity, and without moving in that direction, our purposeless squandering, where we each focus on building our lives at the expense of others, brings about the opposite, social division. Our disunity then receives a negative reaction from the nations of the world. That reaction is known as anti-Semitism, and its widespread awakening today is because we are in a developmental stage where we need to make a step towards uniting as a single nation, according to the tenet that brought us together in the first place, to unite, love your friend as yourself, above divisions, love will cover all transgressions, in order to spread this unifying tendency to the world, to be a light unto the nations. According to the laws of nature, integral laws of interconnectedness and interdependence, the people of Israel have a key role, to spread positive connection among humanity. We were given a method to do so, the same method of connection that Abraham guided us with in ancient Babylon, and which has undergone upgrades over the generations to suit us in our time. Essentially, it is a method of how to actualize connection between us to the same extent and quality as nature's connectedness, gradually discovering the immense unifying force of nature the more we connect. Also, our revelation of nature's unifying force spreads among humanity's collective consciousness, inverting our current increasing divisive tendency, where we behave like cancerous cells taking as much as we can for ourselves at society's expense, to a unifying, peaceful and loving tendency that benefits humanity. I will never leave Israel. I will remain here and do everything in my power for its success. However, its materialistic achievements as a startup nation is no sign of success to me. Success for the people of Israel can only be spiritual, that we realize our role to be a conduit of unity for the world. Ever since our ancestors achieved the sublime unified state under Abraham's guidance some 3,800 years ago, our role has remained unchanged. We have since detached from that awareness, but as explained by Kabbalists, the time has come where the need for unity is not only pressing on us within our current borders, it is also expressed worldwide as a growing divisive tendency increasingly tearing societies apart. Thus, not a day goes by where I cannot speak or write about this phenomenon, as a peaceful or painful future depends precisely on the people of Israel's unity or lack thereof. Once we clarify and establish our exalted, spiritual and eternal goal to ourselves, our lives will then shift in a positive direction. The shambles we find ourselves in today is due not to a few politicians who failed to form a government, but we, the entire people of Israel, are responsible for it. Therefore, we must lift our heads out of the water, recognize that we are all one family, interconnected and interdependent, and we must all address the problem together. In the meantime, not only do we suffer, the entire world suffers as it depends on our inner spirit to rise as a united people of Israel. I thus hope that we will start feeling the great responsibility upon us, to ourselves and to the world, and start implementing the method of connection that we have at our fingertips. Kabbalah and Torah. Remark, there is a saying that Kabbalah is aerobatics, that one needs to study it only after one has studied the Torah, Talmud, and other primary sources. My comment, Kabbalists write that it depends only on a person. If he does not have craving for spirituality, then let him study everything in order from the Torah to the Talmud and so on, that is, to the stage where he is drawn and sees that he does not need more. If a person initially has a very strong desire for knowledge of the Creator, then he immediately comes to Kabbalah. Question: there is no ban on this? Answer: number question, is this the opinion of Kabbalists? Others say there is a ban. Answer: others can talk. What do they understand in this? The Torah is given for us to comprehend the Creator. This is its property, its strength, its goal. We need to return to the Creator, to this stage. If someone believes that he does not have the strength or desire for this, then let him simply study what everyone else is studying, nothing more. Once I brought 40 more students to my teacher and we all learned only Kabbalistic material. Question: and he did not demand knowledge of the Torah from you? Answer: none. From Kab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, the 29th of January 2019. Blitz of Kabbalah Tips, September 7, 2019, Part 4. Question: when we ask the Creator for the light of correction, through what does He act on us? Answer: through the group. Question: you designated periods of spiritual development, 13 years, 20, 70, and 120. What are these periods? Answer: these are phases of spiritual development. They have nothing to do with years in our world. Question: what are they called? Answer: conception, Ibur, smallness, infancy, Katnut, greatness, adulthood, Gadlut. You should study Kabbalah. Question: what is this common leap into spirituality and what is the ultimate effort? Answer: the common leap into spirituality is simply a leap. It cannot be otherwise. One person cannot do anything, only through a common leap. The ultimate effort before the leap is when each one annuls himself before others for the sake of the leap. Question: what is shame? How can one get used to being grateful for the feeling of shame? Answer: shame is the feeling of my disparity with the Creator. All the rest is simply feeling upset that I was caught stealing. Real shame is disparity with the Creator. Question: in one of his letters, Baal-ha-Sulam wrote that he rejoiced in the revealed obstacles and that if you pay attention to them, they will turn into a pile of bones. How can we determine what an obstacle is, and what does it mean to pay attention to it? Answer: if something stands between my friends and me, or between the Creator and me, this is called an obstacle. Then I pay attention to the fact that it bothers me, and I turn directly to prayer, to the Creator, and it becomes a pile of bones. From Lesson 5, World Kabbalah Convention in Moldova, September 7, 2019, Turning to the Creator.